Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. We are at the two dots here, Mishtalech, about 5 lines before the lines get wide. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and Neshama Shavn Aliyah. It is also sponsored in memory of Shmuel Chaim Ben Alexander, Stephen Mas, and for the Refuah Shleima for Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Tzivya, Shav Refuah Shleima B'Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to discuss why it is that we need two separate sources, one in the Mishnah and one in the Braisa, to tell me that a Seir Mishtaleach is not subject to Shchut Echutz, to the Chiv Kares for Shchut Echutz. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why many of the exceptions to Shchut Echutz that we listed in the Mishnah cannot be derived from the single pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Eviyu, that these things are simply not Ro'oi Lavo El Pesach Ol Moed. Why do we need a different pasuk for so many of the exceptions that are listed in the Mishnah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss midway down the page on Amud Aleph why the Mishnah has to give 3 different cases of animals that are only temporarily not Ro'oi Lakrava, they're just Mechusar Zman. It gives 3 cases. A Bal Mum Over, where the Mum is going to pass. A Torah that's Lo Igi Zman, that's not old enough to be brought as a carbon. Osov Espino, you just wait till the day that its mother wasn't Shechted as a carbon. And it's all of these things are Mechusar Zman. Why do we give 3 different examples to teach the same Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, whether there's a Losase of Shchut Echutz on such carbonos? Then the Gemara is going to have 2 different possibilities of what the source for Rabbi Shimon is, that there in fact is a losase for shechting a mechusar zman outside of the mikdash. Where's the, you can only have a losase if there's a pasuk. Where's the losase for shechting mechusar zman outside the base of mikdash? The Gemara is going to have two different possibilities for that. And then the Gemara is just going to discuss some details relating to Isser Bamos and how Mechusar Zman relates to Isser Bamos and Heter Bamos. So let's begin. Again, we are holding at the two dots, Seir Mishtaleach, Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. So we had said that if you shech the Seir Mishtaleach Bachutz, you're Pater. How do I know you're Pater? So the Mishnah said, because the Pasuk says El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Evio, that the problem with Shchut Echutz is that you didn't bring it El Pesach Ol Moed where it belongs. So anything that doesn't belong El Pesach Ol Moed, you're not going to be chayiv for Shchut Echutz. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the limud for Seir Mishtaleach, because Seir Mishtaleach doesn't belong El Pesach Ol Moed. That's why you're not chayiv for Shchut Echutz or a mini. But I'll ask you a stira from the following brisa. So the brisa is ultimately going to get to a different limud for Seir Mishtaleach not being subject to Shchut Echutz, but it takes us a couple of lines to get there. So the Braisa is discussing whether when one shechts chulin ba'azara, they're also chayiv karis. When you take a carbon and you shecht it ba'chutz, we know you're chayiv karis. Is there likewise a chayiv karis when you do the exact opposite, when you take chulin and you shecht it ba'azara? So the Braisa quotes a pasuk that talks about Shchut Echutz, our pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo Evia LaHakriv Korban LaHashem, and tells us that if you take a korban and you're makriv b'chutz, you're chayiv, but you're not chayiv apparently on chulin that you're makriv bifrim. So, oh, korban, maybe from the fact that it says the word korban, shomeani afilu kotche bedek habayis shenikru korban, I would say that maybe you're chayiv kares not only when you take kotche mizbeach and you shechted b'chutz, from the word korban, that would be inclusive of shechting kachay bedek habayis b'chutz as well, because even kachay bedek habayis are called a karban. Where do we find the Torah ever calls them a karban? Shenemar by Milchabes Midyan, the pasuk says v'nikrav as karban v'nakrev as karban Hashem. So and it describes isha shermata kli zav etzadu v'tzamit tabas ogil v'chumas. So all of those things are not kachay mizbech. It's describing different types of jewelry. You can't bring those on the Mizbech. Obviously, they're only Kachay Bedek Habayis, and yet it calls it Karban. So how do I know that if you shecht chulin bifnim, that you're going to be pater? It's not from the word karban. The word karban tells me that even kachay betikabay is shechted bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. I don't yet know that if you shecht chulin bifnim, that you're going to be pater. So tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, vel pesach ol moed lo hevio, misha ro'i lavo ba'ol moed, yatsu kachay betikabay is she'ein on ru'uyin. Then from the pasuk, vel pesach ol moed lo hevio, it teaches us that you're only chayiv for shchut echutz for things that are ra'ui lava l'pesach ol moed. But kachay bet gabayis are not ra'ui to the ol moed. They're not supposed to be hukrav. So there is no hakrava on kachay bet gabayis, and therefore there's no chayiv for shchut echutz on kachay bet gabayis, which now frees up the word karban in the pasuk. We thought the word karban in the pasuk was going to be used to teach me that you're yes chayiv for shchut echutz on kachay bet kabayis, but the phrase al pesach al moed tells me that you are not chayiv for shchut echut on kachay bet kabayis, and therefore the word karban is freed up in the pasuk to be memait shechting chulin bifnim, to tell me that you are not chayiv for shechting chulin bifnim, because this chayiv karis of shechting something in the wrong place is only on a karban. It doesn't apply to chulin. It doesn't apply to shechting chulin bifnim. None of that is relevant to our discussion yet, but the next line is Otsias Elu She'enan Ru'uyin V'lo Otsias Sir Mishtalech Shu Roi Lavo L'Pesach Ol Moed. Maybe that it's true that Kachay Betek HaBayis, you're not going to be Chayiv Kareis for Shechting B'chutz, because it's not Ro'uy to be brought El Pesach Ol Moed. But maybe I should not exclude a Sir Mishtalech, because Sir Mishtalech is Ro'uy to be brought El Pesach Ol Moed, not for Shechita, but for Hagrala. They have to do the Hagrala to determine which is the Sir Lashem, which is Sila Zazel, and that's done. El Pesach Ol Moed. So I would think that if you shecht the seer mishtalech b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv kares. Tamalomar, so what's the pasuk that tells me that you're not? Lashem. It says lakriv karban lashem lotzi seer mishlech shein miuchel lashem, as opposed to seer mishlech, which is not designated lashem. It's designated la'azazel. So you see in the braisa, how do I know that if you shecht the seer mishlech b'chutz, that you're not going to be chayiv kares? Not from the phrase el pesach ol moed lo hevio, but from the phrase karban lashem. So it's the same pasuk, but a different phrase within the pasuk. So it's from the phrase karban lashem. So isn't that a stira to what it says in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we derived it from el pesach ol moed lo hevio, that it's not ro'i le pesach ol moed. It's not just a stira from which part of the pasuk we're deriving it from. It's a stira in the assumption. Is a sir la mishtalech something that's ro'i le pesach ol moed? The Mishnah says no, and therefore it's excluded based on that part of the pasuk. The Brisa says, oh yeah, it is ro'i le pesach ol moed, because you need to bring it for the hagrela. So that's why I need the karban lashem to exclude sir mishtalech. So what do I do about this stira? And so Gemara, not a problem. Lo kasha kan kodem hagrela, kan liachar hagrela. There are different stages in the sir mishtalech that the Brisa talks about shechting one of the seirim bachutz prior to doing the hagrela, before determining which is the sir lashem, which is the sir lazazel. So that is still ra'u el pesach ol moed, because you still need to do the hagrela. So from the phrase ve'el pesach ol moed lo hevio, you cannot be mema'it the seirim at that stage, because they still need to go el pesach ol moed. Oh, so at that stage, I only know that you're not going to be chayiv kares for shchut echutzanit from the phrase karban lashem, whereas the Mishnah is talking about that when you shecht the seer mishtalech b'chutz la'achar agrala, after you already did the agrala, oh, so now it's no longer ra'ui el pesach ol moed. It no longer belongs el pesach ol moed. The agrala is already done. There's no shechita of this karban el pesach ol moed. It's going to be thrown off a cliff by la'azazel. So that I can be mema'it from the phrase v'el pesach ol moed lo hevio, because la'achar agrala, it's no longer ra'ui lavo el pesach ol moed. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Kan, the first of the two Dibra Maskel Kans, the smaller one, tells us that the Gemara in Maseches Yoma tells us that the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, if you shecht them b'chutz, you are chayiv. And over here it says that if you shecht b'chutz, asir m'shleach b'chutz, kodem agrala, you're going to be pater. Right? We said that they're both going to be both kodem agrala and the Achra Grala, you're going to be Pater. It's not going to be Chiv Kari. It's just derived from two different halves of the Pasuk. But Tosas asks, that goes against the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, where it says that that you are Chayev for Shchut Echutz on the Seir La Azazel. So Tosas answers that the Gemara over there is talking not Lefi where we are right now in the Gemara. It's talking Lefi the Maskana of our Gemara, that only before Vidua you're Pater. But if you do it before Hagrala, you are in fact Chayev for Shchut Echutz. So where's that Maskana? The next line. Frak the Gemara, Achra Grala Nami, even after you Shechted B'chutz, after the Hagrala, even if you Shechted B'chutz, after you already did the Hagrala, don't tell me it's not Royal Pesach Ol Moed. It is, because you still Ha'ika Vidui. You still need to bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed to do the Vidui on it. So how can you use the phrase Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Evio to patter me once you did the Hagrala? It's not going to patter once you did the Hagrala. It's still something that belongs El Pesach Ol Moed for the sake of the Vidui. Ella Amar Ravmani, where the way to be Miyashiv, the steer in the Brises, is not Kodem Agrala La Achar Agrala, but Lo Kasha Kan Kodem Vidui Kan Li Achar Vidui. That when the Brice is talking about before you did the Vidui, and therefore it still belongs El Pesach Ol Moed in order to do the Vidui. So how do I know that you're talking going to be part of a Shchut Echutz before you did the Vidui? From Karban La Hashem. Whereas the Mishnah talks about after you already did the Vidui, so no longer belongs El Pesach Ol Moed. If it no longer belongs El Pesach Ol Moed, so I know you're not going to be chayv for Shchut Echutz from the phrase El Pesach Ol Moed. And what if it's prior to the Hagrala even? What if it's if you shechted b'chutz even before you ever did the Hagrala? Yeah, then maybe you're going to be chayv. And that's what Tosfos points out. That's the Gemara in Yoma, that we have a pasuk to be memayit that you're potter for Shchut Echutz on the Seir Mishtaleach after the Vidui. We have a pasuk tell me after the Agrala, before the Vidui, but there is no pasuk to tell me that you're going to be pater for Shchut Echutz prior to even the Agrala. And that's why the Gemara in Yuma says that prior to the Hagrala, then you and Achinami are going to be chayiv for Shchut Echutz when you shecht one of the Seirim or both of the Seirim b'chutz prior to even doing the Hagrala. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, Haroveya v'anirva, that if you shecht b'chutz, any karban that you didn't Navera, that Navera was done with it, whether it was Roveya or Nirva, so it's not going to be Yechiv Karis of Shchut Echutz. How do I know that? The Mishnah tells me, because the Pasuk says, La'akriv Karban La'Hashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, that anything that's not Ra'oi to go Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, you're not going to be Chayiv on. So ask the Gemara, well, V'anami typically in Pesach Ol Moed. What was wrong with the Pasuk El Pesach Ol Moed Lo'evio? I mean, Roveya and Nirva are not Ra'oi Lavo El Pesach Ol Moed. So that's how I should know that there's no chiyuv karis for Shchut Echutz on Roveya v'Nirva. What do I need a new pasuk for? So it says, well, Bishlam Roveya v'Nirva, I understand why we cannot be mima'it Roveya and Nirva from the pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed Lo'evio, because Mishkachas Le'edakta Shinumei Ekara V'Hadaravu, because it could be that they were Ra'oi El Pesach Ol Moed because you were first makdish them L'Mizbeach, so at that point they're Ra'oi to be Lava El Pesach Ol Moed, and then afterwards there are Roveya and Nirva, and you shechted them b'chutz. So in such a case, prior to this unfortunate incident of being Roveya or Nirva, it was Ra'oi la'akrava. So maybe that still fits in El Pesach Ol Moed Lo'evio, because it's something that prior to being Roveya or Nirva, you didn't bring it as a carbon, as you should have when it was still Ra'oi to be burnt as a carbon. And therefore, even though now it's already Roveya and Nirva, you're going to be chayiv for shechting it b'chutz. So I need a different pasuk to tell me, no, you're still not chayiv for shechting it b'chutz, because it's a Roveya v'Nirva. That's why I need a pasuk of lahakriv karban la'Hashem. Because right now, it's not a karban la'Hashem, it's not really to be a karban la'Hashem, memeli you're not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. Fine, that explains why Roveya v'Nirva need their own pasuk. Ela mukta v'nevad. What about an animal designated for avodah zarah? An animal that was already used for avodah zarah, that had to have happened prior to it ever becoming hukdash. Such an animal was never ra'oi la'akrava, because if it was already hukdash and hektish already owns it, so no designation for avodah zarah or worshipping of it is going to make it mukta or nevad, because ain't the most of davar shenu shelo. You don't have the capacity to aser something that does not belong to you. So if it was Hukdash after it was, if it only became Hukdash after it was already Asr, and you shachti b'chutz, vel pasach ol moed lo evio, should teach me that you're going to be pater, because this is something that was never roi el pesach ol moed. Why do I need a different pasuk? Why do I need lakriv korban l'Hashem? What's wrong with the pasuk of vel pesach ol moed lo evio? Now, even according to the Shitas HaRambam, the Arba Turi Evan on the Rambam points out, there's a Shitas HaRambam in Yisurim Mizbeach, Perek Talit Allah Chavav, that a nevel is also the gavoa, even after you were makdish it. That if a person goes and takes an animal that already belongs to Hegdish and worships it, it becomes asr as a karban. So there is a chitimsa of how it could be royal pesach al moed, because it was hukdash, it was royal pesach al moed, and subsequently someone was ovid it. So I cannot derive from the phrase vel pesach al moed. So why is the Gemara assuming that I should have derived it from vel pesach al moed? So the Arba Torah even points out, you know, even according to Shitas Rambam, that isser of using such a karban that was hukdash and then nevad as is only in this Rabbanan. We're dealing with Daraisas over here. We're dealing with on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, it's still rotly to be used as a carbon because ain't the most of Shalom. You don't have the capacity to answer that which does not belong to you. Now, the Rishonim discuss why it is that a Roveh and Nirva Asr Kachim, even though a person is ain't the most of Shalom. Meaning the Gemara is assuming, I get it when it comes to Roveh and Nirva, because it could be that it was Hukdash, and then it was Roveh Venirba, so it became Pasul. But Muktza Venevad, you could never aser an animal that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash by worshipping it or designating it for Avodah Zarah. You can't ask for something that's not yours. Well, then why can I ask for something that's not mine? Why can a person ask for something that's not his, that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, by being Roveya it, or by being Nirva from it? Why is that any different than Muktza or Nevad? So Tosas Maseches Yevamos points out that that any avera that requires machshava, that without a machshava, this alone would not be an avera, will not aser davar she'enu shalo. So if someone is mishtachav el behemas chavero and he's not in his mind mekabelit le'aloha, he doesn't accept it as a god, so then it's not going to be nevad. So when you do have in mind to accept it as a god, rachman al tzlan, a person does have in mind to use it as an avodah zarah, he can't aser davar she'enu shalo. But if I see my friend cooking a challenge and I want to ruin his Shabbos, so I take a piece of nevela and I stick it into his chalent and it trafes up the whole chalent, we don't say Eino Demos or Dover Shein Shlo, and the chalent is still kosher, meaning it has nothing to do with Machshava. It doesn't matter whether I did that to spite him, or I did it because I thought I was giving him a good piece of meat and I didn't realize it was nevela. It makes no difference. Machshava is totally irrelevant. So whenever Machshava is irrelevant, then Keino Demos or Dover Shein Shlo, then you absolutely are able to aser that which doesn't belong to you. That's how Tosas suggests. The Rav suggests that the reason Roveh v'Nirva of Kachim become Asr, even though it's in a Shalom, is because you can Asr an object al yedei Maisa. And Roveh v'Nirva is a Maisa. So the Achronim ask, why does Rav need to give that reason that a CS Maisa will allow you to Asr? Just like a Shor HaNogeach becomes Pasul Mizbeach because an Avera was it was done with it, so to Revia should Asr because it was an Avera was done with this Behema. So he says by Roveya there's a Maisa Avera al Yadei the Behema, but by a Nirva where someone else who's not the Bailim does the Maisa Avera, why does Behema's Chavera become Asr? There's no Maisa Avera by the Behema itself, so that's why the Rabbi needed to say that al Yadei a Maisa a person can Asr even Davar She'enu Shalo, meaning it doesn't have to be within the Behema itself that the Behema is doing the Maisa. Anyone who's doing a Maisa can Asr Davar She'enu Shalo, that it's about Maisa that gives you the ability to aser that which does not belong to you. Now, this sugya of Ein Ademos Davar She'enu Shalo and what its limitations are is a very broad sugya. It comes up in a lot of a lot of different cases. The Rama in Hilchos Shabbos writes that if, let's say, I put a muktzah item on your kli does not become a basis l'davar ha'aser. Meaning, normally, when something is supporting a muktzah item, then the basis itself becomes muktzah as well. But I'm going to take my muktzah and I'm going to put it on your kli, and that's it. Now you're not allowed to use that kli. Eino demoser davar she'eino shalom. Now, l'chora, that also relates to machshava, because if a person did not purposefully, intentionally put something on top of something else, it was just haphazardly placed on top of something else, then the item does not become a basis. So it does relate to, it's not just about maisa, so it fits our criteria of oser davar she'eino shalom. But there's fascinating discussions in poskim. How do I define what's mine and what's not mine? Yeshiva bachur in a yeshiva. And he puts a muktzah item on his shtender. His shtender, when he graduates the yeshiva, he's going to bring that shtender with him. It's the yeshiva shtender. So does he have the right to ask for that shtender? But for this man, this is his shtender. It is. So in a house, who owns what in the house, right? Meaning, does the wife own all of her stuff? And do we say, does the wife have the ability to ask her the husband's stuff because she has free reign in the house, as most women do, right? So that's a fascinating discussions in poskim in terms of what the limitations are on Eidah Masa Davar She'eino Shalom, but not for now. So again, we're stuck with this question right now. Why is it that by Muktza and Nevad, that we cannot derive from Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yevio? Meaning, shouldn't I learn that Muktzah Neva, that you shecht b'chutz, you're going to be pater just based on the Pesach Vel Pesach Ol Moed Lo Yevio? These are things that were never roe the Pesach Ol Moed, because these problems had to have happened before it ever became Muktash. So answers the Gemara, Bekachim Kalim, that the Mishnah is talking about Bekachim Kalim, Valibid Rabbi Yosef Lili, Dhamma Kachim Kalim, Mam Bailamu. That the Mishnah must be talking about that we're not talking about Karbanos that are Kachim Kachim, we're talking about Karbanos that are Kachim Kalim, and we're assuming Kachim Kalim does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. It belongs to you, it belongs to the Bailim. Oh, if it belongs to the Bailim, then you can aser it even after it's Hukdash. So you could have a behema that was Hukdash as a Karban, as Kachim Kalim, and then a person made it Muktzah or Nevad, a person designated for Avodah Zarah or worshipped it, and he does aser it because it's his animal. It is considered to be his. And therefore, it was Ra'oel Pesach Al Moed prior to it becoming Muktzah or Nevad, but after it became Kaddush, it was Ra'oel Pesach Al Moed. So I cannot be memaited from the Pesach Al Pesach. Rather, I need a different pasuk to be memayit from the chiyuv kares. Where do I ever see Rabbi Yossi Haglili hold such a thing about kachim kalim? D'tanya, we have a brisa that talks about a person who's taveya mamon, and the other person denies it, and he swears to his denial, and then he admits that he swore falsely. So you have to bring an asham gzelos, and you have to pay a keren v'chomesh of the money. So the pasuk says umala mal b'hashem. So, and it says v'chichesh b'amiso. So the word v'chichesh could be going on the Hashem or on the amiso, meaning it's as if it says b'Hashem v'chichesh and v'chichesh b'amiso, that the nitva is machish things that are designated even for akrav l'Hashem and things that belong la'amiso to other people. What's in that category? L'rabos kachim kalim shein mamono. That includes Rabbi Yosei Glili. That even if the item under dispute is kachim kalim, which is both Lashem, because it's a carbon, and it's also Lamiso, because it belongs to you, even though it's a carbon, it belongs to the Bailim. So you see that it's included as something that's Mamun Bailim. Hilkach Ravea Venirva. Dvar Erva, Raveh and Nirva, which are Dvar Erva, and are Yisurim that are Chal on that which is already Hukdash. So we could say that originally you were Maktishit, and then you were Raveh or Nirva. So then I understand that the Miyat from Kares, when you Shechted Bachutz, is from the Pasuk of Lakrav Karban Lashem, because they're Pasuk for Akrava right now, so you're not going to be Chayiv on Kares for Shechted and Bachutz. Muktzav Nevad Avodos Kuchavim Bekachim Kalim, and the Muktzah and Nevar, which are Avodah Zarah, that has to be talking about a case of Kachim Kalim, that you were a Maktzah l'Avodah Zarah, or you were Oved, or you were Mishtachava to it, and like Rabbi Yosei Glili, that it's Mamun Bailim, so you have the capacity to Aser it. So now the Gemara says, okay, why do I have to be Mima'it from Shchut Echutz Esnan and Mechir Kelev and Klayim and Yotze Dofen, all the other psalm we mentioned in the Mishnah from Lahakrav Karban. Why can't we use Vel Pesach Ol Moed Leviyo for all of these other Isurim in the Mishnah, for all these other exceptions in the Mishnah, where we said that you're not going to be Chayiv for Shechut Echutz? So Esnan and Mechir, when it comes to Esnan Zona Behema that's given as payment to a Zona for her services, or a Mechir Behema that was traded for a dog, so those are definitely did not become Aser after you were Makdish and belonged to Hegdish, because Eino D'Masu Davar Sheino Shalo, right? That you for sure cannot do. That has to be that you were Makdish it, and then that you were Makdish it after it already became Esnan and Mechir. So it was never Ro'i La'akrava, and therefore the Pasuk Vel Pesach Al Moed Leviyo is not going to be, it should have been good enough. Why do I use the Pasuk La'akriv Karban La'Hashem? So, with a similar question, Klayim V'yotzei Dofen, an animal that's born from two different species, or a Yotzei Dofen, an animal that's born as a C-section, if you're Makdash it after it's already born, it's already Pasuk La'akrava. So why can't I use Vel Pesach Ol Moed Leviyo? Because it must be talking about that there was a point that you were that it was ro'oi el pesach ol moed. So the Gemara explains bevlados kachim that we're talking about behemoth kachim that became pregnant, and then the bailim gave the uber, the fetus, to esnan, or switched it for a kelev, or the mother became pregnant from another min, and the uber was kalayim, or the uber was yotzi dofen and was not born in a regular way, was born through a C-section. So all of these psulim were chal on the uber while it was still b'mei imo, or at the very latest at the time of the leida. And when it was born, that's when the kedusha se'im is chal on the animal. So therefore, if you shecht it b'chutz, we cannot pater from the pasuk of el pesach ol moed leviyo, because they were ro'i la'akrava together with their mother prior to being born, and therefore they are included in that which was ro'i la'akrava. So the Tana has to pater them from a different pasuk from Lahakrav Karban La'Hashem, because right now they're not ro'i la'akrava, and therefore Lahakrav Karban La'Hashem doesn't fit for them. But Vel Pesach Ol Moed Leviyo does fit for them. So Kasavar, and we're assuming Vlodei Kachim Bavyasin and Kadoshim, that they only become Ro'i La'akrava when they are actually born. They only become Kadosh when they're actually born. So the problems pre-exist. Because if you can say that the Vlodos are Kachim are when they're still B'mei Imam, so then the Isra of Esnan and Mechir cannot be Chal on them, because they know the Mosad Davar Sheino Shalom. But it must be that the Isurim of Esnan and Mechir can be Chal, because they're not yet Kadosh until they're actually born, and you use them as Esnan and Mechir prior to their being born. Fine, next discussion. Bali Mumin and Torim and Elsov Espino, we had a Machlokas in the Mishnah. What if you have something that right now you cannot use as a Korban, but you just wait a little bit and it will be Roy to use as a Korban? And then you take that and you Shecht it Bachutz. So Machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you violate a Los Asay, and the Chum say you don't violate anything. It's not a violation of Shchut Echutz. Why do I need three different examples of something that if you just wait, it will become ro'i as a carbon? Bali Mumin, Torin that are lo igiyas manan, and Osav Espinos. So Tzrichi, di Tana Bali Mumin, if it only would have told me about Bali Mumin, Mishum Demi Isi, I would say, yeah, because they are physically ma'us. They have a mum right now. Aval Torin de lo Isi, but a Torah that's lo igiyas manan is just very young. There's nothing gross about it. Say, Ema de modele Rabbi Shimon. I might think the Chacham would be modet Rabbi Shimon, that it is a violation of a lo sase to shecht such a thing b'chutz, because there's nothing inherently wrong with it as a carbon. It's just there's a din that you have to wait a little bit longer. V'itana Torin, if it only would have told me about Torin, Mishum Delo Chazi V'idchu, a Tor that Tlo Yezman was never Ro'i La'krava yet. Since it's been born, it hasn't been Ro'i La'krava. Since it hatched, Aval Balmum in the Ichzu V'idchu, but a Balmum that was once Ro'i La'krava before it developed this temporary mum, and now has been disqualified from a krava temporarily, say Ema Demodelu Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, I might think Rabbi Shimon is moded to the Rabbanan, that if you're shechted b'chutz, you're not going to be chayiv on a lav. V'itana hanitarti, and if the Tana would have mentioned the machlokas by both the Torah and by the Balmum, mishum to psul de gufayu, because these are things that are psul inherently in this animal. But osov espino, which is a psul that relates to what happened to a different animal because its mother was shechted today, that's the problem with shechting this animal. Say ema mother Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon. I would think that the Rabbanan would agree to Rabbi Shimon that there's a lav of shechting it b'chutz. So tzricha. That's why the Tana has to tell me that in all three of these cases of mechusar zman, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a lav on the shechita b'chutz. According to the Chamim, there's no lav on the shechita b'chutz. So says Gemara, lav means that there's a pasuk. So Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, anything that will be rotwi to bring la'achar zman is a violation of a los haseh, just there's no kares. Where's the pasuk? So my time into Rabbi Shimon, so Gemara's going to have two possibilities. Where's the los haseh that a mechusar zman shechted b'chutz is a violation of? So it's not kares, it's not the pasuk that we're thinking of for shechutei chutz in general. Where's the los haseh? So I'm Rabbi Lo, I'm Reish Lakish to Amar Kra. The pasuk says, when it talks about what to do with karbanos after Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, lo sasum kachol asher anachnu osim po hayom. Pasuk continues, ish kala yosha ba enav. So we darshan amrulu Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, ki ailisu la'aretz, when you enter Eretz Yisrael and the Mishkan is established in Gilgal, and therefore the bamos are going to become mutter. So yisharos, the karbanos that you decided to bring, not the nedarim nedavos that you decided to bring, takrivu, you could go bring on a bama, but chovos, you have a carbon chatos, a carbon asham, something that you're mechuyev to bring, lo takrivu. You're not allowed to bring on a bama at all. V'gilgal l'gabe shilo mechusar zmanhu. When the Mishkan was in Gilgal, the karbanos chovo were considered to be mechusar zman because they cannot bring, they're not roi la'akrava. In Gilgal, you can't bring them. Then they're only ra'oi when you get to bring them to shilo. V'kamalu Moshe lo sasun. And Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them that any shechita of a mechusar zman, you're not allowed to do when you shechted b'chutz. It's a lo sase. So there's your lo sase. You have something that will be ra'oi if you just wait long enough. Wait till they establish the Mishkan in Shiloh, and then it will be ro'i la'akrava, these karbanos chova. Right now, they're not ro'i la'akrava, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't bring them. Rashash raises an obvious question. All karbanos chova v'yachid, a chatas, you have to bring a kisvor, a si'ira, bas shnasa. It has to be within its first year. Once it's Avra Shnasa, it's Pasul. So it's not Roi La'akrava B'shilo, because that's 14 years later. It's after Kibush V'chiluk. So 14 years later, it's already too old. Why is it called Mechusar Zman? So the Rashash leaves it as a Tzarechim. Karen Ora says that B'nai Yisrael didn't know how long it was going to take. They thought maybe it would still be done. They would have finished the Kibush V'chiluk very quickly. Sometimes a war takes it takes a day, as we learned, and sometimes it takes years, as we learned. So it depends on which front you're fighting the war and how things go. So they had no idea. Nayela Sashakra of Shimon points out that the pasuk might be talking about they were in Makdish or Karban right before they finished the Kibush V'chiluk, and therefore it's still within the 1 year. But anyway, that's our los assay. Amri Abiyam Lebzeira Ihachi, if the Karbanos Chav and Gilgal are considered to be Mechusar Zman, Milki Nami Lilki, so when you're bringing a Mechusar Zman b'fnim, you should get malchus according to Rabbi Shimon, because you violated the law of lo sasun. The pasuk as asring bring karbanos chova not only on a bamas yachid, even on a bamas sibur and Mishkan of Gilgal, which is certainly considered shechitas p'nim. Alama am Rabbi Zera kasav nitkol la'asei. Why then does Rabbi Zera say maseches chulin that if you shecht a karban that's mechusar zman b'fnim, you don't get malchus, because the pasuk treats it like an asei and not like a lo sasun? So says Gemara, Hani Mil Rabbanan. When Rabbi Zeira says that you don't get malchus and being makriv and mechusar zman b'fnim, that's only according to the sheet of the Rabbanan that don't darshan the pasuk of Lo Sasun about a hakravas mechusar zman. Rabbi Shimon hachinami, but according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Lo Sasun is a beferish Lo Sase, then yeah, you do get malchus for being makriv b'fnim, and someone who shechts a karban behema as a karban prior to 8 days is in fact going to get malchus. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Pnim de Gilgal Gabishila Kachutz Dami. That no, the pasuk of Losasim asers being makrav in Gilgal Karbanos Chova in Gilgal, and since the makom of the hakrava belongs in Shiloh, so bringing in Gilgal is considered to be hakrava b'chutz kodem zman. So it turns out that the pasuk of Lo Sasun is talking about an isra of hakravas mechuzer zman b'chutz. It's not talking about hakravas mechuzer zman b'fnim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't get malchus on it. But if you shecht the karban mechuzer zman b'chutz, you do get malchus. Meaning, when you shecht the mechuzer zman, an animal is just too young to be brought as a karban b'fnim, then an echinami hakasav nitkol lasei. That's only a violation of an asei. That's not a los asei. But when you shecht the mechuzer zman b'chutz, then it is a violation of a los asei. Now the Gemara suggests a second possible pasuk, a second source for Rabbi Shimon. Rabba Amar Taimi Rabbi Shimon Kedetanya. Rabbi Shimon Amar Minayin Lizaveach Pesach BeBamas Yachid B'Shas Yisra Bamos. How do I know that if you shecht the carbon Pesach on the Bamas Yachid when Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar and we weren't allowed to have Bamos, or when the Mishkan was already in Shiloh, or when we had a Beis Hamikdash when you weren't allowed to have Bamos and you shecht the carbon Pesach on a Bama Shu Belo Sasei? How do I know that's a Lo Sasei? Tamalom Lasucha Lizboa Chesa Pesach. So we darshan, so that we can ask, how do I know the pasuk is talking about b'shas isur bamos? Yochalaf b'shas heter bamos kain. I might have thought that that's even b'shas heter bamos. Tam lomar ba'achad sharecha. Lo amarti l'cha el b'shas shekol Yisrael nichrasin b'sharecha. It's talking about a case where all of Kal Yisrael goes to Shiloh or to Yerushalayim, but b'shas heter bamos you could be makrif karbanos wherever, and that's what the pasuk is therefore not talking about shas heter bamos. So since we're talking about Shas Isr Bamos, and there's a lav to shecht the Korban Pesach b'chutz on the Bamos Yachid, so we see that it must be the Gemara says Emas. When are we talking? What time of Erev Pesach are we talking about? Inema Acher Chatzos. If we're talking about after Chatzos, it's not just a lav. Kares Nami Mechayiv. Then you should be Chayiv Kares, because Pesach is one of the mitzvahs asay for which you're Chayiv Kares for violating. So this is much more serious. It's Kares. It's not just a lo sasei. El olav kodem chatzos. Ooh, we must be talking about a carbon Pesach that you shecht prior to Chatzos on Erev Pesach, which means that it's a mechuser zman. It's not yet roi la'akrava. And that's where Rabbi Shimon derives that even by shar kachim that are mechuser zman, if you shecht them b'chutz, it's a violation of a lo sasei. Again, our whole Gemara is trying to figure out where does Rabbi Shimon know that a mechuser zman that's shechted b'chutz is not, may not be a chiv kares, but it's a lo sasei. The balmum over, the Torah shelo igiyazmano, the osu of Espino, all of those are mechuser zman, that if you shecht them b'chutz, it's not kares, it's a lo sasei. So now the Gemara is suggesting it's based on the lo sasei of shechting a karban Pesach on a bama prior to chatzos on Erev Pesach b'shas isur bamos. That's where Rabbi Shimon gets it. The Achronim raised the question that the Gemara in Yuma says that there's no such thing as a mechuser zman lebo bayom. So if you shecht Shnei Seirim b'chutz prior to the Hagrala, you're chayiv because they're both rotwe to be the Seir b'chutz. And even though the Seir b'chutz is the Zman for the Seir b'chutz is only after all the Avodos, but ain't mechuser Zman lebo b'yom, so it's not called the mechuser Zman. So how come by Pesach it is called the mechuser Zman prior to Chatzos? It's bo b'yom, it's the same day. So he says, the Ayelus HaShachar says that by Pesach, the fact that you can't bring a kodem Chatzos is because it's not yet time to bring it. That's called the mechuser Zman. But by the Shnei Seirim, it's not because it's not yet time. It's because you haven't done all the prerequisite avodos that you need to do prior to bringing the Seir. But it's not about time. It's about what has been done and hasn't been done yet. But anyway, so that's another possibility for Rabbi Shimon. So says Gemara, no. Liolam liachar chatzos. Not talking about a mechuser zman. That's after chatzos. U'b'shas heter abamos ka'i. And we're talking about it at shas heter abamos to tell me that even b'shas heter abamos, it's a violation of lo sasei if you're makrav a carbon chova like a carbon pesach on a bama. You're only supposed to bring it on a bama tzibur, not on a bama tziyachid. V'b'shas isra abamos kamar. But the Braisa said it's b'shas isra abamos. How could you say it's talking about b'shas heter abamos? So says the Gemara, no. The Braisa meant Isser Bama Lo, Het Bama Lechaveiro. It means it's a time of an Isser Bama to bring this type of carbon, a carbon chova, but it is a heter, Shas Heter Bamos for an Olav and Shlamim of Nadarim and Nadavos that are allowed to be brought on a Bamas Yachid. Then we said in the Mishnah, Mechusar's Man, that a mechusar's man for the carbon of a zav and a yoledes before the zman comes to be makrovit, they didn't count the shivinakiyim yet. The yoledes didn't yet have her melos. And the Mishnah says that if you makriv their chatos and the rashon bachutz prior to the zman, you're pata from kares because the karbonos are not yet ro'oi to be brought befnim. So says Gemara, why does it mention hashamos? V'ani b'nei hashamos ninu zav yoledes. None of them bring a karbon hasham. So you want to give an example of a mechusar's man, a zav that hasn't counted shivinakiyim yet, and it's mechusar's man, when he brings his asham, there is no asham. So amrziri tani mitzora ba'adayu, that you should mention mitzora together with it. So, yeah, I guess, okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow with Olasei Mishal Nayan. Okay, everyone have a great day.